Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
I learned today that none of us will be as good of a voice actor as Mark Meer is.
Mark Meer?
Oh, yeah.
And Crush.
Yeah. There was no doubt of that. No one thought that was the case.
So you know what? Insignificant and
I'm not going to be. I'm not going to be as good of an actor as Tom Hanks, you know?
I mean, yeah, okay. I don't think I'm going to be.
I don't think I'm going to get there, man.
All right. All right.
But I will be as attractive as Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
End
of the contest, and he wins the contest because he looks so much like Chalamet. He's so Chalamet-esque.
I'm going to save Jesse's for last because he has teased me prior that his is
I'm so excited. So I actually excited. Really so, like
Alex,
mine.
Why don't you start us off?
Okay, here's what I've got for you from Coast to Coast.
I hope I didn't juke anybody's thunder.
But the bit of this is I'm going to read I'm going to give you a little bit of setup, and I'm going to read the title of the article, and then we're just going to go off to the races. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to read every word of this article.
Okay.
Because the thing that's crazy about this article to me is, number one, the subject matter is hilarious. It's just a hilarious situation. But second of all, every sentence of this article is like written in such a bizarre way that there is like something surprising, strange, and funny in each sentence. So I'm going to read each sentence at a time.
Okay.
This article is called Creepy Clown Arrested for Menacing Shoppers at Mexican Mall. Police in Mexico pulled off something of a rare feat when they caught a creepy clown who had been frightening people at a shopping center. So already, they've pulled off a rare feat. According to a local media report, the odd bust occurred last Wednesday in the city of Uman when cops received word of a weird individual causing a commotion.
Wait, so the implication in line one is there are many clowns.
Yeah.
But they finally caught one.
Yeah, it's like seeing a unicorn. Yeah.
Great, okay.
Because you know what? In Cornerfest, there was the dude in the white hoodie. I don't know if that guy counts as a clown.
There's also been a lot of just like creepy clown, like people purposely dressing up as a creepy clown with a knife or something and standing on a road. That happens.
Yeah. It feels like a type of thing to go out and do and be weird, right?
If you're weird, it's definitely a weird thing to do. Yeah.
So weird individual causing a commotion. Specifically, an unsettling stranger clad in a clown mask was lurking around a shopping center and scaring patrons by popping out from behind pillars and other hiding places. Just, Just, I don't know. There's something about the way this article is written.
Was he being filmed? Was this like a goof or just a guy doing it? Just, you know what? Bringing it back. Yeah. The classics. Yeah. No cameras. Just yeah, him.
This is just for him.
For him.
Yeah, just for him. He's clowning.
I kind of respect
Legit.
It.
When police arrived on the scene, they caught sight of the clown stationed near a clock tower in anticipation of frightening another unsuspecting shopper. Was this written by an AI? And I don't know.
It may have been.
It has a byline. Tim Binnell, I'm so sorry. However, the harlequin also saw them, which led to the cops having to chase down the troublemaker as he attempted to flee on foot.
This feels very AI.
To their credit, unlike in most instances wherein creepy clowns cause mischief and then deftly manage to avoid being caught, the
what
police...
What do you mean by that? How is that... How is that a thing? Why does this article suppose that there is a
most
just wave of clown crime and they just get away with it? Like the Joker, they just constantly
You'd
escape.
Never know because they got away with it.
Right.
So they're just, you can just say stuff like this. To their credit, unlike in most instances wherein creepy clowns cause mischief and then deftly manage to avoid being caught, the police in Uman got their hands on the harlequin who was arrested for the misadventure at the shopping center. There's just something about the way it's written. While
this
it is uncertain,
screams while it, AI article. Yeah,
while it is does. Uncertain, this is the last sentence. While it is uncertain what will become of the young man taken into custody, considering how quickly he was captured, he undoubtedly could use another spell in creepy clown school.
What the fuck?
End of article.
I'm
going to read that last one more time. While it is uncertain what will be... I got to take it again. While it is uncertain what will become of the young man taken into custody, considering how quickly he was captured, he undoubtedly could use another spell in creepy clown school.
Another spell. I get what he's saying. I understand it. It's written in a way that most people don't talk.
Nobody talks like that.
At worst, this is AI. At best, this is a dude who looked up a thesaurus of like, well, I got to come up with other words for clown.
At the last
I've been saying
sentence,
clown like 15 times.
At the last sentence, it almost sounds like it's written from the point of view. Of a clown.
Of the clown?
Who gets away all the time and is looking
yes,
down on
a
this
clown.
Clown. Yeah.
Like, this fool thought he could be a clown and get away with it.
Yeah. While it is uncertain what will become of the young man taken into custody, considering how quickly he was captured, he undoubtedly could use another spell in creepy clown school. Okay.
The only thing missing is at the end he goes, honk, honk, and then gets in a small car and drives away.
Like Crispin Glover in downtown Los Angeles.
I'm looking up his other articles now. I'm so interested.
We could have just discovered one of the many AI authors that exist.
Just for a minute. I'm going to just send you his page. Tim Binnell, I am so sorry. Just like, man... Like, are you serious?
Is that a real man?
Yeah.
Is that how he dresses for real? Is that a real person?
I thought that you were saying that this was a news article posted on Coast to Coast, but this is no. But I mean, like Tim is the Coast to Coast AM website.
That's Coast to Coast, yeah.
News editor. So Tim posted this. Did he write the article?
It says it did. That's his byline.
Then 100% that's AI, dude. That's
you want to know something also? You want to know something also crazy? Like the story as he tells it is, this guy was bothering people at the mall, and they caught him at a clock tower, and something about he's popping out of hiding places and shit like that, right? And they don't know what happened to him afterwards. I just clicked on the Yucatan Times. They know the day. They know what happened. He was behind a clock tower scaring pedestrians, and people were reporting that he was coming into their businesses wearing a mask and trying to steal shit. So that's why the cops came. There's nothing about other clowns getting away. There's nothing about lots of clowns. He fled on foot, and then they caught him a couple blocks later. And the subject was interrogated, took an aggressive attitude, and then they transferred him to municipal command for resisting arrest. So we know everything that happened. There's only one clown, and he's really just a guy in a clown mask trying to steal shit and scare the shit out of people.
Why did you write
that article like that, Tim?
What the hell? This is so weird.
Tim, what happened, man?
If you're writing for Coast to Coast and you're not a news site, then selling it as like, you know, who knows, is the point, I think.
I just am so mind blown by this man's profile pic. He looks like he's in like the Smooth Criminal music video in his profile pic, except he's like in his mom's living room.
Boom, boom, bada, boom, 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 boom.
I can't I only could find one other article written by him. All other articles listed by him just link to different news sites that are not Coast to Coast AM. And the only one, the other one he wrote was accused killer credits diabolical goblin with helping him evade capture. It's only two paragraphs.
Diabolical goblin?
Yeah, after being arrested for allegedly killing two people last year, a Colombian man surprised police when he explained that he managed to evade capture for months thanks to the help of a diabolical goblin. According to a local media report, the weird case came to light this week when authorities apprehended Kevin Orlando Arias Ferrero, who was wanted for the murder of two men in an incident that occurred back in April. The month-long search for the suspect culminated in a wild chase wherein he hit a police officer with his motorcycle before crashing and being taken into custody, which is when cops noticed a curious doll in his possession. Upon being questioned about the peculiar figurine, Ferrero coolly replied, "He's the diabolical goblin who protected me." The accused killer went on to explain that he prayed to a sinister spirit that inhabits the doll every morning at 4 a.m., which is why it had taken authorities months to catch him. As for why he went wound behind bars this week, Ferrero lamented that he failed to do the ritual on that particular morning, leading to the goblin rescinding its protection and causing him to be captured. The young man has been charged with two murder counts, as well as a litany of other crimes associated with his attempted getaway. The whereabouts of the doll are unknown, though cops may wish to keep it under lock and key, lest it helps facilitate any further trouble.
All right, so real quick, that article was written by a human.
That was also by Tim Binal.
That's clearly written as different. Yes, the one that Alex read is insane. There's no way a person wrote that.
Yeah, he's been doing a podcast longer than us about the paranormal that also uses like a similar pyramid situation. I mean,
I have Providence.
It's not a uncommon symbol in shows right. that are themed after secret societies, but this goes back a decade. This guy has been around town. I mean, I'm impressed.
I mean, I believe like this isn't a. I'm not attacking him as a
maybe it's just a bit, you know, maybe it's just a bit.
I'm just saying, like, it's weird that out of all these, the one article that we started with is the one that, like, he seems to, I feel like maybe
that's what I'm just saying
like, was an AI, like,
he seems like he's legit, like he has like a lot, like this is for since 2012 2013, like this show goes back, like I'm sure this guy knows what he's doing. But I'm wondering what the story. Maybe it's a bit. Maybe it's like a little bit that he does these silly. Maybe he reads them on his show, and he's like, "Look how weird these articles are."
This no harm. I don't mean this in a mean way. I popped open an episode just because I wanted to hear it, and it sounds like a man is talking into a tin can. It's got the worst audio quality I've ever heard in my life. It's terrible. That part
is that a recent episode?
This is.
It's hard for us to say anything. Our first couple episodes.
This was
are
the
rough.
End of January. This was January 29th episode.
Yeah, but that's not. I'm saying this episode. This show goes back. I'm 15 years back.
The podcast.
Yeah, we're still.
That's weird because he's only a 67 episodes. So
that's not true. There's only 67 like Spotify episodes. If you know what I'm saying.
Got you.
I'm almost back 20 years right now. I swear to God. I'm literally still scrolling. These episodes are 2 hours long each, an hour and a half long each. They all have guests.
How does he maintain such a great hat,
one a week,
jacket combo for that long? I don't know.
He's got guests. It's still going back. I'm in 2008, man.
He's a whole topic we need to do now for the fucking
I'm
show.
Just,
Real?
I'm still going back. I feel like I just discovered like a rabbit. I don't. This is insane. I'm in 2007.
That's like the subreddits. We discovered we're still actually going on in a different subreddit.
Has this guy been making this podcast since I was in high school?
Holy shit.
There's no way. Literally How has. Old is this dude?
He literally
he doesn't
has.
Look that old. He looks as old as we are in the picture.
Yeah, I don't. No way.
No, he literally has.
Are you looking up the right guy?
Definitely. It's just the same show. I'm scrolling back. I'm in 2005. I'm 20 years back. I'm still going back.
I know.
I just passed the Rendlesham Forest episode.
The first episode
is from 2005, dude.
This man has been podcasting for 20 years about the same shit. Boys, we never have to quit this show. We can do this for 20 years.
What the
Easily. Hell?
That was the weirdest thing. That was the weirdest.
So cool.
That was one of the weirdest organic discoveries I've ever made, besides that time when we were doing the roller coaster bit. Do you remember that? I was doing this game show bit about the roller coasters, or whether they were roller coasters or cryptids. Yeah. And then it started to be that like every single roller coaster had the same rating and there was like weird reviews. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. That's a couple years ago now, though.
Yeah.
All right. Jesse, why don't you go ahead and blow our fucking minds out?
Well, I will then.
What the fuck? You'll wrap it.
That was crazy.
So
I feel weird.
Well, don't get into conspiracies because this is my topic. Next time someone tells you the world's flat or the moon landing was fake or climate change isn't real or whatever, consider this English study that was just released. Researchers from Staffordshire University and the University of Birmingham have found that conspiracy theories aren't just because of misinformation or people being lied to or being confused or whatever. Published in the Journal of Social Issues, and I will send you this link.
The Journal of Social Issues. Now. I love that.
Boop. Published in the Journal of Social Issues, it appears that spite, and feeling threatened or disadvantaged might, in fact, be the main cause.
Yes. Oh, I would believe that 100,000%. It's double down.
Spiteful psychological motives tend to emerge when people feel at a competitive disadvantage. Often, when we feel uncertain, threatened, or undervalued, explains lead researcher David Gordon. Spite is the desire to level the playing field by trying to knock someone else down because it feels like there is no other choice. Conspiracy theories can serve as a way for individuals to satisfy this desire through rejecting expert opinion and scientific consensus. So, when you see someone believe something that, according to all possible forms of reality, is false, it's not being done because they did their research and they believe it. No. It's being done because they don't care
fuck
if it's
reality.
Real or not.
Yeah, fuck
yeah,
reality.
No, because they have been convinced, and people, and I say they, but people have been convinced that these people who are scientists, whatever, almost are looking down on them as opposed to being there to help them. And that's part of the propaganda, part of what they get fed.
Elites, we will actually whatever. Get to that. Yeah.
That's all about looking, having these people who are just intelligent as they're looking down on you. It's all a scam. They're just there to squeeze you for every penny when in reality they're doing science.
Like, yeah, it's like getting mad at your ex-wife, except your ex-wife is reality.
And people will always be able to cherry pick an example that holds to their truth because nothing is uniform. Humanity isn't perfect. There will always be a bad scientist or a bad researcher. Always. That's why you look at the broad majority of multiple researchers before you go come to a conclusion. But again, if you truly believe these people are looking down on you, then of course you're going to be mad and be like, fuck these guys. I'm just as good as anyone else.
And it's crazy because a lot of it is done harmfully to themselves. It's kind of like when you hold
always
a grudge
at their own expense.
Yeah, it's like when you hold a grudge, you're angry at someone. It's like the only person you're hurting is you. The other person does not care at all. And that's kind of the vibe here. Is it's a lot of self-harm by falling into this mindset. And really, it's about changing that competitive balance between them and others. As I was saying, the study had 1,000 participants over three studies that they had done, or three trials, basically. The first study showed that when it comes to conspiracy thinking, spite and the idea of feeling threatened by other groups' powerlessness and discomfort from uncertainty are the big noticeable factors. So they're like, all right, let's run with that. They then ran a 405-person UK resident study and confirmed that when uncertainty is the main factor, spite accounted for the substantial portion of the effect.
Leave.
Yeah.
Yep.
Suggestion. The suggestion of uncertainty was that it was a strong trigger for spiteful reactions. We're not suggesting that people consciously choose to be spiteful when believing or spreading conspiracy theories, explains co-author Megan Burney from the University of Birmingham. Instead, our findings suggest that feelings of disadvantage can provoke a common psychological spiteful response, one that makes individuals more receptive to believing conspiracy theories. The big takeaway from the study is that when people lack knowledge, like Mathis was saying, they feel disadvantaged because they don't understand a complex thing. Rather than accept that they don't know anything and are at that disadvantage, some reject scientific consensus and turn to special inside information that the smart people don't have. This special knowledge creates the sense of a power balance.
Yes. Yep.
It's pretty amazing to me how intuitive this study feels to me as somebody who argues with people like this a lot.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'm surrounded
by this. This is basically like my Will Graham profile of this type of person confirmed. It feels
even just
vindicating, you know, to the energy spent trying to convince these people almost.
Yeah. And it was, without naming names, obviously, before the elections, right before them, I was having a conversation with somebody that I know personally who is, you know, extremely right wing. And as we were discussing, you know, the pros and cons of why I was voting this way or why he was voting that way, anytime, and I do mean anytime I asked him, and I would say things like, give me a policy then that Trump has proposed that you are excited for that is going to help you, or give me a policy that he did last time that was beneficial to you. And they always point to the taxes, which always forget that over the course of 8 years, anyone under the second or third percentile, their taxes went up over 8 years, even if they were cut initially. And then the one that was the tax thing that was just passed is like anyone who makes less than $370,000, taxes are going up. But once you bring that up, and once you bring up specifics, it immediately devolved into laughing, saying some offensive ass shit about Kamala, and then brushing it off and saying, I don't have the time to research, even though he's mentioned multiple podcasts that he was listening to. And I'm like, instead of listening to those, I mean,
that's just him being polite in that I disagree with you and what you're saying is wrong and I'm not going to ever.
His mindset is that the elites, these people are just better than, and doesn't matter the facts anymore because it's all about spitting on the people he perceives to be spitting on him.
And to be clear, it's not just right wing people.
Absolutely not.
For example, where I live.
It's the dominant one at this point.
No, I mean, for example, where I live in Los Angeles, there's a lot of people that are psyched that RFK is the guy right now because they don't believe in vaccines. And you'd be surprised.
Right.
You'd be surprised how non-partisan that issue is.
Yeah, it's nuts because measles is breaking out in Texas right now. The first deaths from measles in decades, like crazy.
Yeah. RFK's saw a picture or something because he's now take the fucking vaccine.
Guys, you should definitely get vaccinated. Yeah,
but also promoting weird other shit at the same time.
The last thing here from this article is great. It says previous research identified three main motivations behind conspiracy beliefs: understanding the world, feeling secure, and maintaining a positive self-image. The new study suggests spite unifies these, showing that they are all manifestations of a common response to feeling disadvantaged. This could be addressed through better science communication and media literacy. I don't know if that's true.
That's not.
I feel like people have tried and it just gets ignored. Even on this show, when we talk about some of the weirder things happening, especially when we're talking about the drones.
Yeah.
We had lack of information, lack of people, authority figures telling us stuff, and that it becomes very easy to be like, you could hear when people talk about the drones, the spite of how dare you not tell us anything? What are you hiding?
And especially because different parts of the government from state to federal were saying different things. And it was just
and it makes you mad and it makes you that's the same. I can understand being someone who believes one way and you go to look at something or you see something and then suddenly it's immediately contradicted by something else. And you're right. It has to be a grand consensus of everything. But if you're that person who looks up one thing and then he sees someone else say something and then you're like, well, I don't know who to believe in, you stop.
Yep.
That's a problem. And that's, yep. I think, and that's, you know, where we need to address in society. Because a lot of times people are like, I watched your news show and then I turned on my news show and it said something completely different.
Truth.
And yeah. I don't know who to believe. So I choose not to believe anyone. And it's like, well,
that's not, a dumb. That's not a dumb choice. That's a dumb conclusion to draw.
Yes, it's that purposely is, saying I want to be ill-informed. And I'd rather I'm just be make stupid up my own thoughts.
And uninvolved.
Let me just say, I've been playing a ton of Crusader Kingdom. Sorry, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, and it is peasant brain mentality, is all it is, and I mean that sincerely. This idea that they're both wrong, so the rich one is right because he's rich, therefore he must be smart. Let him do it. I like it. I don't want to think about it. They are like, that is the thought process. I don't have to think. Let the smart man think he's smart because he's rich. That's what they thought about kings. That kings and nobles, because God determined they were better because the Bible said so, or they had more money, therefore they must deserve to be barren or whatever. It's all the same logic applied to modern day. Instead of barons, and we have CEOs, you know, like, it's just, it's different. It's new terminology for old concepts being repackaged.
People who'd rather be ruled because they don't understand what causes their hardships.
Yeah. Because if you have to, but because having to look at what causes the hardships requires work and time, well, and
you talk yourself into it. If you can't handle the hardships in your life and you're like, someone else is causing it, but I can't fix it, I need someone to come and do it for me. All of these are like taking the onus off of you. All of these are removed. Like, it's that weird, it's the weird space conspiracy they just operate in, where it's like, it's above me. It's aliens, or it's ghosts, or it's demons, or it's the government, or the deep state. Like, it's always beyond your control. And so the only person to come in and stop all that is got to be like
the strong king. Man. Yeah. Yeah. And thus, monarchies and dictatorships.
Or a superhero, or, you know, like one of those, like, you need someone to come, or Jesus coming back. Like, that's one of the big ones, is it's like, rather than treat each other good, we can all be assholes and hope Jesus comes back and stops it.
Yeah, they're trying to bring the rapture on purpose so that they can all go to their little fucking heaven compartments and live while they're
going
to
make you.
If I was Jesus, I'd be like, you do this on purpose, guys?
Jesus wouldn't be allowed into the U.S. If he showed up now and he showed up at our borders, they wouldn't let him in.
Wrong skin color, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, big they beard. Really would not let him in.
No bueno for Jesus Christ, our Lord
He's
and Savior.
Like Middle Eastern Jewish man. Like,
yeah, sorry, man.
They have the idea of Michelangelo's twink that he drew as Jesus, as like the real Jesus.
Guys,
which is
empathy
one of my favorite
is
pieces
no longer
of history.
Christian.
I know. All right. Anyway, on that note.
Anyway, don't be a peasant, you idiots.
Yeah, don't be peasant brained. It's that simple. Think for yourself.
You can buy yourself a PlayStation and even make the games if you work hard. Think about it.
Yeah, you
don't be a peasant.
Go play Kingdom Come Deliverance and prepare for the future.
Become you know a chef. I mean? Vote blue.
thank you guys so much for your support here at patreon.com/humanitepod. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.